Hey, this is Dr. Priyanka Venugopal, and you're listening to the Unstoppable Mom Brain Podcast, the 3 proven steps to consistent weight loss results webinar style. I had so much fun with so many of you on Sunday night when I delivered this webinar live, and I decided, because it was fairly simple for me, to turn this webinar into today's podcast episode. I know so many of you love to learn from my content via podcast, and this was fairly simple for me to do, so I hope you enjoy today's podcast episode, which is Sunday night's webinar. We are covering the 3 proven steps that I know works for the professional working mom who wants to lose weight with the time that you actually have. So without further ado, I'm not going to spend any more time introducing this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to watch this podcast with all the video slides, you can absolutely do that by heading over to the show notes page, where we will have the video version with all the slides available for you. Without further ado, let's get into today's webinar style podcast. Welcome, welcome. I am incredibly excited to welcome you to today's class. We are going to be jumping in. It's 2 minutes past the hour, and I respect your time. So we are going to get started right away. You're here because you want to understand the 3 proven steps to hitting consistent weight loss goals this year. I am interested in helping you solve this problem now to stop kicking this off until tomorrow, until next month, until next year. I strongly encourage you, while you're here, to put away the other things that you might have been doing. If you have the laundry in the background, or your email open, or maybe a task list running, I strongly encourage you to pause everything else that you're doing and truly be here. Really engage with me. And of course, I recommend having a pen and paper so you can take notes in everything that we're doing. Okay, so we are here. We're going to talk about 3 proven steps to consistent weight loss. If you're brand new to me, hello, I am Dr. Priyanka Venugopal. I'm going to introduce myself in just a minute, but I really want to really just get started with all of you. The whole intention of today's class is to talk about the 3 proven steps to lose the weight you want to lose with one very important lens, taking you into account. This class is specifically designed for the professional working mom who self-identifies as a high achiever, maybe as somebody that's type A, or maybe you have some perfectionist tendencies, who wears multiple hats. You're someone that's a resourceful problem solver who hits goals in multiple areas of your life, but this is one area with weight loss that you find yourself stuck or on the up and down roller coaster, and you feel this readiness to solve the problem. You're here because you want to lose the weight with the time that you have. That is an essential piece of today's class, that you don't need more time to lose the weight that you want to lose, that you can lose weight with the time that you have without, and I want to emphasize this, without the quick fix gimmicks that you read about on the internet, because they don't last. You want to end the mental chatter, the negotiating in your mind, the constant decisions and the decision fatigue that keeps weight loss feeling extremely overwhelming. You want to know how to handle life stresses and overwhelm and worry and boredom without needing constant breaks from your weight loss strategy, without ending up in the pantry and undoing the weight loss wins. And you want to overcome, you may not identify as a perfectionist, but we're going to get into that. You want to overcome those perfectionist tendencies that keep you from creating weight loss momentum. If you identify as any of the things that I described, you are in the perfect place. A little bit about me. I am Priyanka. If you're brand new to me, I'm a board certified OBGYN physician, and I am a mom to 2 little kids. I have thought of myself as a fierce advocate for women since I became an OBGYN, and I have been a life and weight loss coach now for high achieving professional working moms since 2020. My real mission for professional working moms is to help you know that it's possible to feel better, for you to lose the weight you want to lose with simple, science-backed, sustainable strategies, and strategies that can last for a lifetime. I personally identify as a foodie. I personally identify as someone that really loves all the foods. And I also think of myself as a little bit of a science nerd. So we're going to be getting into how these 2 things marry so well together to create sustainable results. Why am I an expert to guide you on today's class? I have been right where you are. Just a few years ago, back in 2018, 2019, if you had met me, this is a picture of me with my then, she's about 6 months old in this picture, you would have seen me tipping the scale at a little over 200 pounds. And I had this very good on paper life in my practice as an OBGYN with these 2 kids and my partner, my husband, who was very supportive, trying to be a little bit of everything to everyone. I was trying to balance my life as a mom, my life as a physician, and I had an unpredictable schedule. I felt like I didn't have very much time. And because of this life that I was living, I gained a lot of weight. It didn't happen overnight. It was a creep up that happened over 10 years. It happened in small little moments that were compounded over medical school and residency and early attending life while I kept waiting for the perfect scenario to take action. I kept thinking when life is just a little bit easier, when this one scenario is wrapped up, when my life feels a little bit easier, then I will start taking more massive action and start solving this problem. It's very, very easy as a busy professional working mom to justify kicking off the weight loss problem to tomorrow. Okay, so this is a picture of me working out. I don't even know why I have this photo, but I seem to have it. So here we all, you all get to enjoy. This is a photo of me hitting the gym. This is in one of the periods of time that I was like hitting it excessively. I have tried everything in the past, calorie counting, points tracking. I've downloaded the apps. I've tried the daily exercises. You can see in this lovely photo. I've tried cutting the carbs, no French fries. I've tried doing the macros. I've tried doing the juice detoxes to do a reset. I've tried eating more lettuce. All of this worked until it didn't, right? It starts, but then it does not last. So as I shared with you, this is a photo of me at my heaviest. I gained 60 pounds over 10 years simply by telling myself one story. And the story was, when life gets easier, then I will figure this out. I realized in early 2019, about March of 2019, I had just passed the 200-pound mark on the scale. And I did not even realize because I had not been weighing myself regularly. It was one of those things where I was just kind of monkey emojiing. I knew that I had been gaining weight, but I didn't want to really know. And I saw the number on the scale and I felt a little shocked. I knew I'd gained weight, but I didn't realize how much. And as I reflected back on medical school residency and early attending life, the past 10 years of my life, I realized that the reason that I had gained the weight was because of little nibbles, licks and bites, and many, many, many little effort moments. This was the point where I knew that I felt so frustrated having been on the roller coaster for so long, having been a smart person in my work life and as a mom, but this was one area I just couldn't solve. I also knew I was at a point in my life that I finally wanted to solve it. I had worked so hard my whole entire life. I'm sitting here in my mid to late 30s and I'm thinking, is this it? Is this the time? Isn't this the time that I'm supposed to enjoy? I'm attending now. I have the kids. I have the husband. I have the everything is great on paper, but this is not solved. And I knew I wanted to make a change. So I'm going to be sharing with you how I did it. What I did not do is I did not grow more willpower overnight. Sometimes it's really, really easy to believe that you just need more willpower or more discipline to lose the weight. That's not what happened. I knew that my workload was not decreasing. My time was not increasing. My kids were not going to be any easier. My partner wasn't changing. I knew that to solve this problem in a way that actually lasted to step off the roller coaster, I had to find a strategy that was actually based in science, but also with a lifestyle that I liked enough to last a lifetime. And here's what I did. I got incredibly curious about every failed attempt that I had had over the decades. I took a look at the past and every time I had lost the weight, but then gained it back. And I saw some common patterns and how a lot of my perfectionist high achieving tendencies had created so many roadblocks for me. After mining my failures for information, I created this process that finally solved the problem once and for all. And now it is what I teach other high achieving professional working moms to do. I want to plant the seed of possibility for you. If I can do this, if I can lose 60 pounds as a busy physician with an unpredictable schedule and long hours and two young kids and all the things that we identify professional working moms with while being a pizza lover and a wine lover, promise, promise, promise you, you can too. Now, I asked you when you signed up for this webinar, what do you think has been your greatest obstacle? And so many of you responded. Here's some of the things that you said: stress, time, energy. The hardest part for me is discipline. I'll start, and then the minute something happens, I get derailed. Time, I have none of it. The hardest part has been maintaining consistency and persevering when there's no progress. I've tried multiple strategies, but weight loss feels elusive. I do strength training, walk 3 miles a day, consume protein, but the scale does not move. I mean, I would be frustrated too. Consistency in one word. I got a plethora of responses. This was just a snippet that I wanted to share with you how common we think that time, the exercise at the gym, the discipline, the motivation, that that's the real problem, that's the real obstacle. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. The problem is never the time that you have, the stress that you're experiencing with real life obstacles, or the amount of discipline that you perceive yourself to have. The real problem is what you do with the time that you do have. in the moments that you feel real life stress, particularly as someone that is a high achiever with likely some perfectionist tendencies. This is where I want to start off today's class with sharing with you the three-step solution to solving this problem once and for all. The three steps, I'm just going to give you a brief overview and then we're going to dive into each one in a lot of detail. The first step is to become a fat burner. The second step is to know exactly how to take consistent action no matter what is happening in your life. And then the third one is knowing how to handle offline moments and mistakes powerfully. Let's talk about step one, becoming a fat burner while you enjoy the way you eat. Now, I want to first tell you how I even learned this lesson, because this is not a lesson that I thought about much until I was reflecting back on all the times that I had failed, the times that I lost the weight and then gained it back. The most memorable time was before I got married in the summer of 2007. I got engaged in the summer of 2007 and I wanted to lose about 20 pounds by the spring. I had 6 months and I went into it. Got like in it all the way. Exercise 6 days a week. I was tracking every single point calorie that I was eating. I was doing 100 calorie oatmeal packets for breakfast, salads every day for lunch. I was really, really, really diligent. And I want to tell you, it worked. I lost 20 pounds. I felt like I looked fabulous for my wedding. And here's the truth of what happened. I created such an unsustainable strategy that couldn't last a lifetime that the day after my wedding, I threw away the 100 calorie oatmeal packets and I didn't want to see a salad for a month. One of the biggest things that I realized as I reflected back on that moment was I wasn't focused on becoming a fat burner. I was simply trying to throw spaghetti at the wall, the kitchen sink at the problem, which did work in short periods of time, but it wasn't sustainable. This is when I realized that more important than throwing spaghetti at the wall, what I really needed to do is I had to understand the physiology of fat loss and the psychology of consistency. We're going to go to science class for just a few moments because I want you to understand why this is an essential and necessary step. The modern industrialized food industry has created what I like to call the perfect bite. They're thinking about the exact crisp, the exact crunch, the exact amount of flavor to chip ratio. And they've designed foods in a way that really compel us to crave highly processed foods. And they've become staples in our life, in snacks and in meals. Physiologically, as we're eating these highly processed foods, it's led to a release of dopamine and endorphins in our brain, which creates really intense cravings. And it makes us very habituated to that level of dopamine and endorphins. What ends up happening over long periods of time is that there's a part of our brain which houses a lipometer. So if you think about just like a thermostat tells you the temperature of your body has an internal temperature. So you shiver when you feel cold or you sweat when you feel hot to regulate your body temperature. Your brain has a lipometer, which means there is a body set point for your weight that is driven in your brain. The trouble with the lipometer that is different than other regulatory mechanisms in our body, like blood pressure and pulse and temperature, is it is not very well regulated. What ends up happening over years and decades is as you eat highly processed foods, your lipometer starts to creep up. So that body set point that might have been at, mid-range BMI at some point in your life starts to get higher and higher and higher. This is what leads to the slow creep up. So you might find that even though you have weight that you want to lose, you're experiencing hunger and cravings and a lot of urges because your brain has created a really high body set point. When you see your favorite foods and you feel the urges and the cravings to eat them, when your body's not hungry, you're not just weak. It is the impact of eating highly processed foods for long periods of time that has impacted the chemistry and the physiology of your brain and your body. And this is what drives up a lot of urges and cravings. The best news about this is that this is a reversible process. Which is amazing, right? This is one of those things that I love to share that while maybe your lipometer has been going up over time, maybe you have a lot of urges and cravings because you're not a fat burner, it is a reversible process. What is a fat burner? So we're talking about becoming a fat burner, but what is a fat burner? I like to define a fat burner as someone whose body physiology has been recalibrated with simple nutritional tweaks so you optimally burn fat for energy rather than crave more sources of sugar. So you can either be a sugar burner or a fat burner. And if you're eating a lot of highly processed foods, your body is just very used to the quick fix of sugar, and it's going to crave it all the time. When you become a fat burner, what ends up happening is your body becomes trained to utilize fat for fuel. You stop feeling hungry all the time, having a lot of urges and cravings. You start to tap into fat, which is an amazing source for you if you want to lose weight. The way that you do this is you take a break from highly processed foods. And what this will also do, not just teaching your body to burn fat for fuel, it will start to lower your lipostat over time to get to the body set point of your natural body, the weight that your body wants to be at. And I want to share why I always emphasize nutrition over exercise, because I see so many people posting online. So many of you even shared with me via email, I'm hitting the gym, or I'm not an early morning person. I can't do the hour of the gym every single day. I want to share with you, you do not need to exercise. While it's amazing for your body, has so many health benefits, you don't need to exercise to lose the weight that you want. I lost 60 pounds without exercise. And I share that not to tell you not to exercise, but I share that because I want to really emphasize the importance of nutrition. You can be hitting the gym 1 hour a day, every day of the week, but if your nutrition is not dialed the other 23 hours of the day, you cannot outpace poor nutrition. So that's why I recommend for anyone that is starting out on their weight loss journey and they're trying to lose the weight that they want to lose, the gym is amazing if you enjoy it, if it's fun for you, if you enjoy movement. But the real thing to focus on to become a fat burner is dialing your nutrition. The lesson really in all of this is when you dial in on your nutrition, when you take a break from highly processed foods and you recalibrate your fat burning hormones, and most importantly, when you stop using calories and points and macros to decide how much you eat, you use your body's natural hunger and satiety cues, you will naturally lower your urges and cravings because your physiology and your brain chemistry will start to change. Your body's internal lipostat will start to lower to your body's natural set point, your natural weight that you want to be at. When you stop using an external metric like a calorie counter or a point tracker to decide how much you're supposed to eat, but you use your actual hunger and satiety, you can drop deprivation from your weight loss journey. And most importantly, when you compile all of these things together, you end up losing weight while feeling satisfied. In my opinion, when you understand this step and you master the nutrition of weight loss to become a fat burner, you have hit the jackpot. When you understand proper nutrition and the science of fat loss, and you enjoy the way you're eating, that's an essential piece of the process. You can't be eating just canned green beans unless you love canned green beans. You actually love the way you're eating while becoming a fat burner. You start to retrain your brain. Up until this point, weight loss has felt restrictive. It has been full of deprivation. It's felt really hard. It's felt like very punishing for most of us in how we have experienced weight loss. We have to change that. If we want weight loss results to last a lifetime, weight loss cannot feel punishing. I want all of us that want to lose the weight that we want to lose for it to feel fun and light and truly an experience where we are taking care of our body, not just in the long term, just this long-term goal of weight loss, but even in the present. Let's talk about step two, which is how to take consistent action no matter the life shitballs that are coming your way. Now, I want to tell you how I learned this lesson because this was one of those where I had this amazing plan on paper. So this was back in 2019. I had just discovered coaching. I had been understanding the science of fat loss. I was like really taking a break from the processed foods. I had this amazing plan that I truly loved. And I was on it. I was following it. I was losing weight. I was feeling great. Especially when you become a fat burner, mental fog is gone. I had so much more energy. I was feeling amazing. And I was in the middle of the office. I was seeing patients back to back. And I got a call from my son's preschool. My son at the time was 3 and a half. And it was the assistant principal. And she said, "Hey, Dr. Venugopal, your son's fine. Your son's fine. But, you know, we do need to have a conversation with you. You know, there's some things that have been coming up and it would be great if we could set up a meeting." I want to tell you that moment, I felt really frustrated. I felt a plethora of emotions. I felt annoyed at the school for calling me and interrupting my day. I felt annoyed that they called me and not my husband. Why am I the one that has to deal with this? I was already getting behind on seeing my patients and the charting that I had to do for my patients. So now I'm thinking about the great, there's one more thing that I have to pile on my already mountain of work that I need to get done. I had such a heavy sense of burden when I got this phone call. And also in the back of my mind, I felt worried about my kid. Why am I getting a call? Why can't my kid just be like the other kids, right? I got home that day and I was snippy with my husband, snippy with my kids. And the moment that they all went to bed, I settled in, forget the plan that was working that I felt so great about, just took a beat, made my Cool Ranch Doritos with the Kraft cheddar cheese, poured myself a big glass of wine with my Netflix plopped down and just settled in. Because I just needed a break. And you better believe that it worked for the 10 minutes that I inhaled my plate of nachos and the glass of wine. But the next day, I felt so ugh in my gut. My skin felt congested. The scale was up 2 pounds. And I had not actually solved anything. I still had to deal with the assistant principal. I still had to deal with my kid. I still had this mountain of work that was waiting for me. This was when I realized that just having a plan on paper that is amazing, that I feel super excited about, is not enough for consistent results. And this is where I started to do a deep dive into understanding the physiology and the psychology of consistent action. So we all have had that plan on paper. You feel really excited Monday morning or maybe January 1st with a very, start of a new program. But then life happens. You feel stressed at work. Maybe a colleague says something, annoyed with your partner, overscheduled on your calendar, frustrated with your kids, something comes up, right? The proverbial life curveball. And that's that moment that we have all experienced. We just want a break from our life. And because our brains are so brilliant, the most primitive parts of our brains have a very, very strong reflexive measure. We want to seek pleasure and avoid discomfort with expending the least amount of energy. So food, alcohol, and the scroll are very, very compelling ways of taking a break and numbing you from the real life moment that you're experiencing. And as we've done this, likely for many, many years with food, we've created certain habits. We've gotten very accustomed to using food to take a break from real life stress of the moment. If it worked, I would not be saying anything right now. But in my personal experience, we do this and nothing is actually solved. As working moms, we're going to experience a range of life stresses. This keeps our weight loss results inconsistent. And the reality is that the food doesn't actually solve emotional problems. That stress, worry, frustration, and overwhelm, the situation with the assistant principal, they're just waiting and they start to grow because we don't solve them. And the other piece of this that it took me quite a while to see because I was so attached to having a break with my food and my glass of wine is that if overeating was really a break, then why would it ever create discomfort for my gut? How could something that's meant to be relief and a break for me actually sabotage my dream body goals? Something that is meant to be a break and relief for me, how is it possible that I could feel regret about it the next day? So maybe food is not actually a break. Instead, I have started to discover and started to see the truth that food isn't actually a break. It's just a practiced distraction. Now, if you have been used to using food and alcohol to take a break from real life stresses, you're not alone. You're in very, very welcome company. This is something that is so incredibly normal because of how our brains have perceived food and alcohol. And also because we have created so many habits around using food to take breaks from our real life, we have some very practiced, convenient, convincing, and compelling stories to justify in the moment inaction. We'll tell ourselves, you know what? I'll just start again tomorrow. I'll just start again Monday, right? We kick the problem off to later. Now, here's the important piece of this to understand. The perfectionist or the high achiever who has certain perfectionist tendency is always wanting to have the best scenario, the most perfect scenario, and less life stress to take action. So this is tough because as a professional working mom, that is going to be very few and far between. We're not going to have the perfect scenario where everyone is behaving and there's no life stress and everyone's doing what they're supposed to do for us to start paying attention to our body. What we instead have to learn how to do is anticipate that there is no such thing as the perfect scenario. There is just this moment and we have to start practicing taking action then. So how do we do this? Do I just have to grit my teeth, buckle down harder, tap into my already depleted willpower reserves? No, I want to let you in on a secret. What if I told you that your work, your time, your partner, your kids are never the real reason that you feel stressed, annoyed, worried, bored, angry, overwhelmed? And in fact, it was really the way that you were thinking about your life circumstances that actually was the source of every single emotion that you ever experienced. I want you to think about the power of that. If your kid, your time, your partner, your job didn't actually have to change for you to feel better, but instead you could start to change your life's perspectives, how you thought about your life, to change how you feel, I want you to imagine how powerful you would be. Instead of thinking that the mental chatter has to go away, you want to stop thinking and negotiating about the food, I want you to really think about what it would look like if you felt taken care of with a fat-burning action plan that you actually enjoyed, and then used mental chatter, food urges, cravings, to zoom out to be a signal to look at a different part of your life. Maybe you're feeling some disconnection with your partner or some worry about your kid or some stress or worry about your time at work. If you understood that urges and cravings and mental chatter was simply a signal to zoom out and look at those parts of your life, you would start solving problems at the root. This is exactly how we start taking consistent action. My client Diana was sharing on the podcast, I used to have loosey-goosey plans. How many of us can relate? Loosey-goosey plans. And then ruminate over inconsistent results, and then nothing ever changed. I didn't know that I did this before, but I used to use food to cover a lot of awkward feelings, especially in social settings. Just being aware of this has become such a game changer. After losing 20 pounds, I actually feel confident now that I'm in maintenance because of the skills that I've learned. You showed me how I had to love my strategy. It wasn't perfect, which was so important. One of the things that Diana shares is that for her to feel confidence in maintenance now, she experienced so much in making mistakes and learning from them. And she learned that it was possible to do this without punishment. This has been vital to my success and it was mind-blowing. Let's get into step three, how to handle mistakes powerfully and take note of your perfectionist tendencies. So the way that I learned this, as I was really thinking about the past, I was thinking about all the times that I had successfully lost weight. There was many times that I had lost weight. But when I really reflected back, the only reason I was in the situation of having gone to 200 pounds was because I always gained it back. I started to look at all of the times that I had gained it back, and I decided to do a little bit of a deep dive into the physiology and the psychology of perfectionism and why it was that 1 pound up on the scale ever turned into 60. Before we get into the actual mistake portion of this, I want to specifically talk about perfectionism. Perfectionism is not what you think it is. It's not all that it's cracked up to be. It's definitely not someone that's an organized person with beautiful highlighters and the best perfectly planned calendar that's hitting all of their goals. The real definition of perfectionism and having perfectionist tendencies is someone that fears failure. I learned about a lot of my understanding around perfectionism from Brené Brown, who is an expert and a known author on the topic. She explains that when you have perfectionist tendencies, you will think, if I just do it perfectly or seem perfect, then I can minimize the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. The trouble is that our brains are hardwired to not love failing. Remember what I was sharing with you back in steps one and two. We seek pleasure, we avoid pain, and we don't want to expend any effort. That's our most reflexive patterns. So it's normal that we're fearing failure because it's a survival mechanism. The trouble is when we are fearing failure and we are avoiding the discomfort of growth, it is going to make 1 pound up turn into a dramatic moment that's going to drive a lot of quitting. Here's what perfectionism specifically looks like when it comes to weight loss. It looks like staying in the learning and planning stages. It creates an indecision, an indecisiveness around your best plans. You might make a plan, but then you don't execute the plan. Or most importantly, you keep waiting for the right time. You find yourself procrastinating on taking action, or you fear mistakes and failures, so you don't bother trying. You find yourself ruminating and dwelling a lot on the past. Like, if only I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have to deal with the situation right now. And you will likely have a lot of self-critical thoughts. Ultimately, perfectionism drives a desire for all the discomfort to be gone before we make a decision and take action. You want to feel confident first before you implement. Or when you do implement and it goes imperfectly, you allow the discouragement to drive more micro-quitting. So how does this apply to weight loss mistakes? Weight loss mistakes, the way that I like to define it, is it's an off-plan moment, or maybe many moments, a pound up on the scale, a forgotten or ignored plan, or maybe a life stress came up and you sabotage your weight loss successes by using food as a distraction, and you basically undid some of your successes. Ultimately speaking, a mistake, a single pound up or 2 pounds up, is never the real reason that you have inconsistent results on the scale. The real reason that we have inconsistent results is because of how we respond to weight loss mistakes. And that's where inconsistency actually comes from. So let's understand, why does understanding perfectionism in its role in our life matter so much? When you fear failure, you hate making mistakes, or you're waiting for perfect conditions to take decisive action, you're going to experience a lot of start-stop action. And those normal human moments that create the pound up on the scale where you maybe don't implement perfectly will be a very dramatic reversal of your weight loss wins. This is how 1 pound up will become 10, and in my case, turned into 60. Now, that being said, we don't want to villainize perfectionism. Nothing is wrong with you. You're a human with perfectionist tendencies, that's all. And it's essential to solve the weight loss struggle by creating just an awareness of how perfectionism and perfectionist tendencies actually show up in your life. Start taking a fine-tooth comb and look back at the last year. Where did perfectionism, little perfectionist moments, start to play a role in you having inconsistent results? I would say across the board, what I've seen before clients come to work with me is they don't have an auditing process built into their weight loss strategy. So there's a lot of confusion around what worked, what didn't work, why did something work, why did something not work? And the reason for this this is because we don't typically know how to look at results with an objective lens, right? Think about what I was sharing with you around how perfectionists think. We become very self-critical around results, which is why part of our process together has to be building an objective, objectively looking at the data, objectively looking at weekly audits, because that's how you start to create forward momentum. So as a recap, the three steps, solving the weight loss struggle to undoing the back and forth, the negotiating is threefold. Step one is to become a fat burner and you have to love how you're eating. Step two is to take consistent action despite having life stresses. And step three, you have to know how to handle mistakes powerfully as a perfectionist. Here's what happens when you start to fold in all three of these strategies, you start to implement all three of these strategies together, a lot of things will start to change in your weight loss journey. Number one, you start to make decisions once that you can stick to, and you don't have to keep remaking decisions again and again and again. Instead of thinking of nutrition as a place of restriction, you use nutrition like a superpower. You become a fat burner, you lower your lipostat, all the while losing weight. You learn that life stresses don't have to be the reason that your pant size goes up and down. Life stresses don't undo your weight loss wins. You practice taking action even when you're scared. This is the big one for the perfectionist. Life doesn't have to be perfect. Life doesn't have to be easier for you to start implementing skills and tools now. And a mistake, a pound up on the scale, does not derail momentum. There's no dramatic moment. There's no big frustrating discouragement that makes you throw in the towel. Instead, it becomes an opportunity to get curious around what part of your life needs your attention. When you start implementing all three of these skills, you will lose weight and create a lifestyle that can actually last a lifetime. And you'll do it without counting calories and points and being afraid of the future. You won't be afraid of that vacation coming up or that trip that's happening, because even if it doesn't go perfectly, you will have the skills to know how to get right back on track. Here's what my clients say when they start to incorporate this in their weight loss journey. One of my clients shared in our written community, "Win, I've lost 23 pounds since joining Unstoppable 4 months ago. Consistently surpassed my weekly It's Done goal that we set up together in our first strategy call. I decided during my week-long girls trip to Europe, where my bestie had scheduled a food and wine tour free of the kids, I just wanted to maintain. Guess what, Priyanka? I lost a pound on vacation. What the F?" Lots of fun language. "Yes, I'm yelling as I type this because for the first time in my life, I'm not undoing the vacation weight gain. I'm so proud of this and feel so much more trust in myself." I want to share with you at this point that there are two paths forward. The first one, and it's very normal to think that you've learned all of these amazing things in today's class that you should try to go it alone. You've learned some amazing things. If I delivered this information in a way that truly inspired you, that you might have a new renewed sense of motivation just because you are learning so much new information. However, what I want to remind you is that just knowing what to do was never the real problem. In my experience now with working with clients for hundreds of hours, piecemealing this information on your own will waste time, money, and effort, and it creates a lot of frustration. The other option, the other road, is that you can have an experienced coach and a mentor that will help guide you, that has navigated literally every obstacle, numerous obstacles, after coaching professional working moms for hundreds of hours. And you can experience having a guide and a support when you hit those messy moments, when you have a life obstacle, and you'll have someone in real time helping you navigate those obstacles. The best part of having a guide, a mentor, or a coach guide you through this process is we start to collapse the timeline in you losing the weight that you want to lose, which you will be so grateful for 6 months from now. If you know that this is work that you want to do, if you know that coaching holds the solution for you in the way that I've been describing, then I want to share with you how you can work with me if it's interesting for you. The Unstoppable group is all now open for enrollment. You all have an email sitting in your email inbox inviting you to book an enrollment call with me to join the Unstoppable group. This is an intimate 6-month small group coaching program specifically curated and designed for type A professional working moms who want to lose weight and create a lifestyle that's going to last a lifetime. My clients in this group are not just losing weight, they are leveling up every corner of their life. They're leveling up how they feel at work, with their kids, with their partners, with their time. And it all marries together in how they approach weight loss and their personal body goals. In this group, we have a quarterly strategy workshop. We have live weekly coaching calls. We have a daily written Coaching Cafe, which is one of my favorite parts, where you get lots of personal mentorship and feedback on your specific obstacles. We have an on-demand video curriculum and bonus courses, and truly, in my experience, the best intimate community of like-minded professional working moms. If you imagine, flash forward to 6 months from now, where you have not just learned how to have a fat-burning action plan that's customized to your life, but the skills and tools that we talked about on today's class with a guide and mentor to guide you every step of the way, you will lose weight more simply than ever before. You will fit in a repeatable science-backed process into your real life and experience more satisfaction at work, home, and absolutely in weight loss. In my experience, when you really dive into this work, you will be off the roller coaster once and for all. So, what's inside the video curriculum? The video curriculum is multiple courses and videos, but it's ultimately broken down into five modules. There's a Start Here module, which orients you on the unstoppable process. And then we have a five-step process that guides you to your dream ideal weight. You learn how to do proper goal setting. I call this setting your it's done goal that I will help you to create for yourself. There's a whole module that teaches you how to do that, when to tweak your goal, when to change your goal, how to set a goal. And you're going to set a goal that actually fits into your real life. The second thing is, of course, the fat burning action plan. We create a fat burning action plan that is customized to your life. The foods that you love might be different than the foods that I love. So you don't actually want me or anyone outside of your brain making your meal plan. I want you to decide the way you're eating, and I teach you how to make simple nutritional tweaks to the way that you eat to make you a fat burner. The third module is all about emotions, using your emotions as a superpower, nothing to be scared of or worried about. You don't ever have to fear failure anymore when you learn how to allow any emotion and absolutely get coached on what's causing those emotions. Step four, this is one of my favorite modules. It's how to take uninspired action. Motivation is going to come and go. So many of you emailed saying, sometimes I just don't feel motivated. I feel excited and then zapped by Tuesday. This is normal. If we rely on motivation to lose the weight we want to lose, our weight loss results are also going to ebb and flow. So we have to have a really systematized process on how to take what I call uninspired action. That moment on Tuesday night when you just don't feel like it, how do you follow through without grinding your teeth and tapping into willpower? And of course, my absolute favorite module is how to handle mistakes powerfully. I really believe that this process is super unique for the professional working mom that has perfectionist and type A tendencies, because knowing how to handle mistakes with a perfectionist brain is essential to not just losing the weight you want to lose, but keeping it off for a lifetime. In addition to our main courses that we have in the video library, which you get access to the moment you join, I also have some amazing fun bonus courses. I have a whole course on creating more time, how to take your time, like actually your 24/7, your whole entire week, and break it up so that you have the most out of your week. I have personal trainings where a client might be sharing something either in a live coaching call or in our written coaching community, and I will just throw on my camera, get the whiteboard out, and record a 10 or 15 minute training for that one client. And the benefit of these personal trainings is everybody gets to benefit. This is actually one of my favorite parts of the entire group. Priyanka's diary is from a time, I think it was maybe 2021. It was multiple years ago after I had lost 60 pounds. I gained like 6 or 7 pounds back. And I had just gone off and become complacent. And I decided to record myself behind the scenes, a day in the life, me video cameraing, like butt naked on the scale. You see a day in the life, 30 days, how I lost 8 pounds in 30 days, exactly what I eat, what the numbers look like, why I gained the weight. I get very personal in the video diary. And I share a lot of the behind the scenes around why I was using food to distract from my life and how I started to change, turn that around. And I love bringing expert guest coaches. Truly, these are experts in their area that all apply for professional working moms. We have marriage coaching, time coaching, work coaching, productivity coaching. I love having expert guests come in and provide alternative perspectives. And of course, as I know, the professional working mom loves a good podcast and call replays. Sometimes you just want to re-listen to your coaching that you got for yourself, or you wanted to hear something again, or maybe you missed a call. You will get access to the call replays of all of our coaching calls that we've had. And we have a private podcast just for my Unstoppable clients where you can access these calls easily. This is what the Unstoppable Cafe looks like. We do a lot of coaching on what comes up for you at work. If you have a vacation coming up, what your thoughts are, what your plan is, how you might want to tweak your goal or your fat burning action plan for your vacation. And you get my eyes on your work. You're not one of many in this group, which is really important to note. This group is capped spots are limited specifically because I want to maintain the intimate nature of this group. This is an example of someone that was sharing. She had had an injury and she wasn't able to exercise the way that she used to. And she was nervous about this, as would be expected, that, you know, one of her success variables was working out. And now that she couldn't work out anymore, she was worried about how to tweak the rest of her plan, the rest of her formula to keep losing the weight. And I decided to just throw on my camera and record a 10-minute video with her to walk her through her success formula to solve the problem. This is one of the best parts about this group, that you're getting your problem solved in real time. You're not having to wait one whole week in between coaching calls to talk about something coming up for you, to address a pound up on the scale, to address a situation coming up at work or at home. If you see the pound up on the scale or a real life situation comes up, you get coached in real time. And I think that that is an incredibly powerful asset to have. And we get to do that because it's an intimate small community. This is something else that the clients were sharing with me. Being in a group, this is so normal. This was me too before I ever joined a group coaching program. Being in a group wasn't natural for me. But one thing I really appreciate about the group is it has expanded my learning with topics that other people bring up. I could see a version of myself in their situations, which has been huge. I cannot tell you how often, first of all, I have personally identified as being an introvert. I'm not someone that naturally goes up to people and just starts saying hello. I have naturally been an introvert. So this was me too before I ever first joined a group coaching experience. I felt a little nervous. What if I'm shy? What if I don't feel like raising my hand? Or maybe there's a topic that feels a little bit tender or a little bit vulnerable. Or I had so many thoughts around what other people might think about the things that I want to get coached on. What I have discovered now, after being in both private coaching experiences and group coaching experiences, when the group is curated with care, which Unstoppable is, when the women in the group are like-minded women, they're all type A professional working moms in different industries, you will realize how not alone you are in so many of the thoughts that you're having, which is incredibly validating. It's one of the reasons that I actually think that small group coaching is more effective than one-on-one coaching, specifically for weight loss. And I say that because for a very long time, when you're kind of on your own island, it kind of can become an echo chamber where you feel alone in the struggles that you're having. But being in a small community like this, you start to realize that you're not alone. I cannot tell you how many times I have had clients either reach out to me or say directly on our call, the thing that that person just got coached on was so relevant for me, or I did not even know that I needed that coaching on. I'm not even having anything come up in my marriage, but I just needed to hear that because that's so relevant for me. What ends up happening in small group coaching experience is you not only get the personal mentorship and coaching for you and you get your individual needs met, but you get to benefit from the brains of everyone else's obstacles. There's no way that you can experience a lifetime of obstacles in 6 months together. But when you have a group of women and you get to see all of their obstacles over 6 months, you now have a vault, a value bank full of nuggets of information because of all of the obstacles you see women going through and how they solve them. So I think that this is an important one because so many people emailed saying, I don't have time. I'm so busy with the work and the kids and I'm not a morning person. I can't wake up to go to the gym. I just don't have the time. Here's how much time it really takes. You better believe that I have actually done the math on this. And I want to invite you to play with what it would look like if this is how much time it took to lose the weight you want to lose. I teach my clients what I call success formula, where you learn how to do daily work. It's daily belief planning that is a 5 to 10 minute exercise. I encourage my clients to do something called a weekly audit that they share with me in our written coaching cafe. And I give you feedback on that takes about 20 to 30 minutes per week. Our live weekly coaching call is 1 hour per week. Sometimes I tend to go over, but it's an hour a week. And of course we have our on-demand video course, which you can binge truly like it's Netflix for weight loss. That's something you can binge over a weekend. If you added this up, you could lose the weight you want to lose in less than 2 intentional hours per week. And I share this very purposefully because I can guarantee in my own experience, because I have been on the roller coaster and what I've seen with my clients, you're spending way more time than that not solving this problem. You're spending way more time than that ruminating on the problem, feeling uncomfortable in your body, feeling frustrated that you're on the roller coaster still, thinking about wishing and waiting for you to have lost the weight. Way, way, way more than 2 hours a week is going into the problem. And if we took that time and just redirected it to actually solve the problem, you would get hours, bucket loads of time back. So why now? I'm making a really powerful invitation for you to get on a consult call with me to talk about your personal journey, to see if we're a good fit together. But why now? In my experience, you're here because you want to lose the weight and you finally want to keep it off, feeling at home in your body. You want to drop the frustration from piecemealing a plan and finally feel like you have a solution you can feel confident in. You want to stop waiting. I cannot tell you how long I was waiting. Medical school, then residency, then early attending life. You want to stop waiting for the perfect time to lose the weight you want to lose. And in my experience, you have waited long enough. I remember that moment. It was my mid to late 30s, and I thought, I worked so hard. Is this it? Is this the meant to be the best part? Because I feel like this is not it. If you're anything like me, you have waited long enough. Here's another client win. I've lost 25.9 pounds since beginning Unstoppable. I'm no longer considered obese. I am so proud of myself, and it makes me so excited to know that I have these skills forever. I am now below my pre-baby weight. That moment was so special. It feels amazing. I have so much more energy and my body feels so much better. I appreciate that I can live my life without restriction. I'm so grateful that I made this decision. Thank you, Priyanka. Here's another one. I've lost 32 pounds in the last 6 months. And the best news is I've learned to stop being so afraid of making mistakes. That's my mission for the professional mom. When I learned you coach high achieving working moms, I made a beeline to work with you. I love a good introspective journey. And this one has been the ultimate one. It's been thrilling to see how small moments have grown my confidence and self-trust, which has created such a feeling of security. Priyanka, this group is seriously near perfect. I want to go through the nuts, the bolts, the bells, and the whistles so you understand really what you get. The first thing is a 6 month experience of coaching and mentorship. My promise to my clients, my promise to you if you join this group, is that you have me alongside you every step of the way. You are never alone in the process. I feel very confident that my clients would say that I am a coach that meets them right where they are. I give very objective coaching and also with a lot of care where I can follow through on the threads that you have been coaching on. You're not one of many to me. I truly am one of your fiercest advocates. When you don't believe in you, when you are having a messy moment, I believe in you so much so that I think that it really translates into you getting better results. The second thing that we do is a quarterly workshop. This is how we kick off our group. We're going to be kicking off the April group with a workshop, with a strategy workshop where you custom create your fat burning action plan in real time. It's workshop style. So we actually put music on, it's quiet time, and we are popping in the Q&A where I'm helping you custom create your actual fat burning action plan together. We work through not just the fat burning action plan, but the mindset that you're going to need to implement consistently. Of course, we have our live weekly coaching calls. These are every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern. These are the times that we get coaching on your real life. We coach on, of course, weight loss. If maybe you have a pound up on the scale, or you have a weekend coming up, or a vacation you want to talk about. But more importantly, we end up coaching on your work life, your mom life, your relationship, your thoughts about time, your productivity, the issue that came up with work, the thing that your colleague said. We end up coaching on those things because those are the reasons that you feel stressed, annoyed, worried, frustrated, that you end up going to food as a break. The written coaching cafe, which I showed you, this is where we pop in. This is a daily support spot where you're going to get coaching in real time. You're not waiting between weekly calls to get coached. You get coached in real time. It's 24/7. You get a response from me during normal business hours. And it's really a space of a lot of personal mentorship. The video curriculum, the moment that you join, which means if you join tomorrow, you're going to get access to the whole entire video curriculum, all of the call replays, basically a month before our coaching group starts. This means that you can start losing weight now. I had a client once, this was last December, maybe the December before, she got access to the video curriculum in December and she lost 10 pounds before our first coaching call in January. That is the power of this video curriculum. It takes you through the step-by-step process in bite-sized nugget videos that will truly just change how you perceive weight loss and the mindset that you need for follow-through. And of course, my favorite part is the best community of like-minded women. It is so important to surround yourself with people that have growth goals like you. When you're with friends, having friends is one thing where you're discussing goals and maybe you're commiserating about goals and you're both on the roller coaster. It's very hard to step off the roller coaster when you're just surrounding yourself with people that are also on the roller coaster. Being in an intimate coaching community is women all saying that they all have a growth goal. They all want to lose this weight while feeling better as working moms. And they're here to grow, which means they share obstacles, they share issues that are coming up, challenges that are coming up, and then you get to learn from those moments, which means you get to make your brain more valuable. I really thought long and hard as I was creating the Unstoppable group when it was first conceived. What would make this group feel amazing for the type A professional working mom? What would build in every layer of support? And I had multiple options. I could have made just a quick PDF or a quick course you just download and you try to just binge listen to, like just having the video curriculum. But I wanted to build in every layer of support because I know that the professional working mom deserves to have mentorship alongside her journey, that there's going to be many, many messy moments, many moments that you cannot predict that you'll want to have coaching and support with, which is what led me to create this type of curriculum. The investment for the Unstoppable Group is a one-time payment of $8,000, or there's a payment plan available. You can make three payments of $2,700. Because I love celebrating decision makers, when you book your enrollment call in the next 48 hours, you're going to get a bonus one-on-one coaching call with me. And this is a coaching call where we will custom create your roadmap. We can take all the things that we have been learning here together and we'll go through it in detail for you and how it fits into your life. The way that you book your enrollment call is you go to a brand new browser, go to theunstoppablemombrain.com/connect. You can grab a date and a time that works for you. My calendar is open for the next 10 days. That is when enrollment is open for. And if you book your enrollment call in the next 48 hours, you're going to get this amazing bonus. I want you to just catch any perfectionist thoughts coming in your mind around thinking that you need to wait, you need to prepare, you need to prove something to yourself before you join this group. I want to encourage you to start taking action now, and I want to celebrate you with these awesome bonuses. Part of what matters to me for the high achieving professional mom, why does this matter? What my mission truly and my legacy that I want to pass on is having professional working moms really feel, knowing that they've worked so hard, that they deserve this. They deserve to not kick their body off to tomorrow, that they deserve to feel at home in their body, that they finally deserve to get off the roller coaster that they have been on for years and years. While it might have been the status quo for years past, I want you to know that you deserve to not kick this off to tomorrow. The second reason, I'm on a mission to help high-achieving professional moms stop fearing failure, stop fearing mistakes, because truly it is going to rob you of lasting success. I can share this because this was me forever. I used to hate making mistakes. I still hate making mistakes, but not having a framework in a way that calmed my nervous system down, that helped me feel safe in making mistakes, would have kept me living really small. I would have not taken chances in my life. I would definitely not have lost the weight. So this is one that I want in the hands of every high achiever, to stop fearing failure and fearing mistakes. And we have to create a lot of safety in the process and a framework to help you do that. This is a huge one. I want you to have clarity in your decision-making. I don't want any more confusion or hitting the gym six days a week and eating all the protein, but feeling frustrated about why the scale is not moving. I want you to experience clarity so you can drop the in the moment back and forth and the decision fatigue, because you want to be present with your life right now. I can't tell you how often I would be with my kids, but I wasn't with them. You know, I would be sitting in front of my kid, my daughter or my son, and my mind was elsewhere. My mind was thinking about how, like, I was feeling terrible in my gut or that thing that happened at work. I was totally not present. Part of creating clarity in your decision-making process is it clears up your mental bandwidth to be present with the little people of your life, with your family, with your loved ones. I feel like we've all worked so hard that that's ultimately what we deserve. And this is one of my favorites. You want to model to your children what it looks like to have a loving and healthy relationship with food without obsessing over calories and counting points and macros. And I think that there is a huge difference between the body positivity movement and wanting to lose weight. You can not hate yourself at 200 pounds and still want to lose weight. I think that that is so important that we highlight. There's so much embarrassment and shame and taboo around the weight loss topic. And I'm here to dispel that. I'm here to help have a really open, honest, and frank conversation around weight loss. I want to do away with weight loss embarrassment and body embarrassment, because if we are embarrassed about our bodies, and if we are embarrassed about our desire to feel healthy and good in our skin, that's the legacy and what we teach the next generation. And I am on a mission to change that. That starts with more than just lip service to our little ones. It starts with us modeling it now, with us changing that for us first. This group, as I was sharing with you a few slides ago, spots are limited. I really do take a lot of care and thought into curating this group. We have professionals in every industry. They all identify as high achieving professional working moms who have some type A tendency, some perfectionist tendency, and some flavor. I want you to think about right now, as you're making this decision, if you've been feeling the flavor, you took the time to come to this call, you took the time to really take this through the lens of wanting to solve this problem now, what decision today will you be so grateful to 6 months from now? I want you to let that guide you. I know in our work together in the Unstoppable Group, when you follow our success formula, it is a guaranteed path to you losing the weight. I guarantee that you lose the weight when you do the daily and weekly work that I guide you to do, or your money back. One of the things that I have seen is most plans, a lot of weight loss plans, diet plans that you just download off the internet, the PDF that looks amazing, or even a webinar that you go to just like this, we'll focus on the plan. But what most of us are not doing is we're not planning in the support structure to implement the plan. We're so used to being the go-getter, the high achiever that does so much on our own that we have forgotten that coaching and support is going to collapse the timeline on hitting goals and make your journey so much less frustrating. Most weight loss strategies are not robust enough for the professional working mom. They don't take into account your perfectionist tendencies. They don't take into account or have a framework with how to handle mistakes powerfully. And in my experience now with coaching clients for hundreds of hours, and in my own experience, after having lost 60 pounds, you need those skills, tools, and support to guide you in those messy moments, to have someone alongside you when you fall, to show you how to get back up. And also, it's really normal. You can feel a flutter of nervousness or doubt. Nothing is going wrong. I want you to really be onto your brain, your most primitive reflexes, which is believing that maybe, I don't know if now's the right time. I haven't proved to myself that I can do it. Maybe I should lose weight first and then join the group. This is just perfectionist thinking, thinking that there's going to be a better time to that you'll feel confident first before you start. There's never a right time. In my experience, now is always the best time. And you're here because you want to solve this problem. And I would say that at this point in our class together, you've heard me speak and tell stories and share a lot around not just my philosophy and my process, but really how the Unstoppable Group works. You're having a flutter of a thought. Your intuition is giving you a little nudge in a direction. Be willing to listen to the nudge and be willing to give yourself permission to lean into what your intuition is guiding you to do. So how do you take the next step? If this is calling to you, if you know that you want this, I want to talk with you. So open up a new browser, go to theunstoppablemombrain.com/connect. You'll see a calendar. I have opened up my calendar over the next 10 days with lots of different dates and times for you to book a time where we will talk about you. We're going to talk about your unique goal, what you've tried in the past, what you think has worked, why you think that things haven't worked. And then we are going to talk through my process, that much of which I shared with you today, and how it will apply to your specific life. I'll answer any questions that you have, and then we'll decide. My goal is never, ever to convince you to join the Unstoppable Group. My goal is for you to decide if this is the best group for you. And in my experience, I can tell during these calls whether a group is going to be a good fit for you or not. I have told people on these calls in the past that I don't think it's a good fit for them, and to maybe come back at a future time. I am very forthcoming. I'm very honest and very frank on these calls, and I find them, just these consult calls alone, are incredibly valuable. And I don't want you to wait to book this call. These spots are going to go. They are limited. So make sure you go right now while you're on this call and book your call with me. That way we can talk about you and decide if we're going to be a good fit to work together. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open up the Q&A. I also have some very frequently asked questions I'm going to share. And as I'm sharing these frequently asked questions, I want you to drop questions in the comments. One of the questions that I've gotten is, how much access do I get to Priyanka? You get a lot. You get a lot of me. I'm in your ear basically every day. I have clients tell me sometimes, they're like, I can hear you in my head sometimes. When I'm dealing with a conflict, I can hear you in my head. So you get me a lot. Ultimately speaking, though, in the practicalities of it, I am the one coaching in the Unstoppable Group on a weekly basis, unless I bring in a guest expert. I'm the one responding to your coaching in the written coaching cafe. When you bring your weekly audits, I'm the one giving you feedback. So you get a lot of me in our weekly and our daily written coaching. Plus, it is me teaching you in our on-demand video curriculum. So you really do have me in your ear all the time. What if I have to miss a call? This is really common. You're a professional working mom. You have a lot going on. This is never a problem. Don't ever let your schedule be the reason that you delay hitting your goals. Life is going to happen. There's always a replay for our weekly live coaching call that is placed in our private members only portal within 24 hours and on the private podcast within 24 hours. I will say that I will push you and I will ask you to prioritize yourself. So while I think it's amazing if you can attend live because it's so much more fun for you to be here live, if you can attend live, and I've had clients that have not been able to attend live because of the time difference or because they have a weekly meeting, block a time that you will watch the replay. Just prioritizing that time on your calendar, whether it's live or as a replay, you will get your coaching needs met without a shadow of a doubt. And I want to know that I show my clients how to be resourceful. So if you want to attend live and there's an obstacle that's coming in your way, you and I will help problem solve that together. But if you ever have to miss a call, you have a vacation or something coming up, it's never a problem. There's always a replay. Who is the Unstoppable Group not for? I think this is as important as who is the Unstoppable Group for. So who is it not for? If you don't identify as a working mom, this is not going to be the group for you. I have plenty of other resources like my podcast and my emails that I hope that you get benefit from, but this group is specifically designed for working moms that personally identify as professionals and with type A personalities. If you don't want to make any changes to how you are doing things, if you want to stay with what you are doing, this will not be the group for you. I do not want you to waste your time. The intent of this group is to help you get new results on the scale, new results as a working mom. New results requires new action. And so I'm going to help walk you through how to do that, but it requires a willingness to play and be open to something new. Lastly, if you have an eating disorder, this is not going to be the group for you. I strongly recommend if you have an eating disorder, you suspect you have an eating disorder, that you seek a medical professional to guide you with that. And then at a later point, when that's not something for you and when that's not an issue for you anymore, you can always come back to the Unstoppable Group. What if it doesn't work for me? This is a common question. I would say this is probably what every single one of my clients has thought before they ever came to work with me. It's normal to have the thought, what if it doesn't work for me? This is your primitive brain scanning, making sure that you're going to be okay. And it's just looking at the past. It's really normal because you haven't solved this problem yet that you don't feel confident. You're not going to feel confident until you do it and solve the problem. However, what I want to share with you is when you have a science-led strategy that you actually like and you become a fat burner, you learn how to take consistent action, you will solve this problem. When you follow my success formula recipe to do the daily and the weekly work that I will guide you to do step by step, you will lose weight or your money back. Do I get a meal plan? This is a question I got a couple of months ago, and I thought it was an interesting question. I can see why somebody would ask this. And my answer is no. No, and you don't want me to make a meal plan for you. This does not teach you the skill of creating your own fat burning action plan in any scenario. I think it is way more valuable for your brain to solve the problem and to figure out, how am I going to create my fat burning action plan on vacation, when I travel to Europe, when I go to Asia, when I'm going on that work trip, when I'm going on that date night, when I'm going on the girls weekend. I want your brain to become more valuable at creating your fat burning action plan, no matter what season of life you're in or where you're traveling. So I think it's incredibly important that you learn the skill. And of course, I will guide you and I'll be alongside you step by step to do that. When you learn the skill of making a fat burning action plan that you actually love, you will never have weight loss confusion. You will know how much to eat, what to eat, when to eat. There will never be a question of, what am I supposed to be eating right now? Do you know how much time you're wasting in that confusion? That gets answered on day zero. When you come to the strategy workshop, when we custom create your fat burning action plan, you will know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. You will learn the framework for how to make those decisions, and you get to share it with me, and I will give you feedback so that you feel complete confidence in your fat burning action plan. The key with the skill is it means you get to lose weight no matter what your schedule looks like. That was one of the reasons that I shared with you that I lost 60 pounds being an OBGYN physician on call on nights and weekends with unpredictable hours. I could get called at 2 a.m. or in the middle of breakfast or in the middle of lunch. It didn't matter. And if I was able to lose weight with an unpredictable schedule as a busy physician, I know that you can too. What that means is the way that we design our way of eating we have to have the skill and the way of thinking to create those decisions so that you can lose weight no matter what your real life looks like. That's truly, in my opinion, the definition of food freedom. You can go anywhere in the world, and this is your back pocket body tool. It just fits into your back pocket. You don't have to worry about what's happening, where it's happening. No, you just are confident. No confusion around the decisions that you're making. I have a lot of holidays and vacations coming up, and work is a little extra busy right now. When is the next group? Does this sound like the perfectionist? It does. So my next group is starting in the summer of 2024, but I want you to ask yourself why it is that you would ever want to push off a decision like this. Think about what it would take for you to decide right now. And all it really takes is a decision that you're willing to prioritize yourself. Even if life feels busy, you have kids' extracurricular activities, you have a schedule at work, you have a lot of variables going around in your life. While we are waiting for life to get easier, the scale is not going to improve. It's not going to change. I would way rather you learn the skill of losing weight while living your real life, which is this busy life that we have as professional working moms, than try to wait when life is easy. I would rather you have more obstacles during our 6 months together than less. I would rather you have more travel than less. I would rather you have more chauffeuring the kids around than less, because that is when your plan and your implementation gets tested. That's when you're going to be in the messy implementation. I would rather be alongside you when life is busy and messy to solve this problem, because that is what is going to create confidence that you can keep it for a lifetime. And I really want you to remember what I was sharing around the math of weight loss. The amount of time that we are spending in resisting the reality that we have, the life stresses that we have, the wishful thinking, the frustration that we're experiencing around not being at our dream body goal after working so hard, we can just redirect that time into losing the weight. You're not going to have to make strategy after strategy, plan after plan, week after week. We make our decisions once together on our strategy call, and then truly becomes an implementation part, which is so much easier because there's no confusion. I'm planning on getting pregnant, or am pregnant. Is this the right time to join? The answer is yes, simply yes. I didn't tell the story today, but I gained the most weight during my pregnancy. I wish that I had these skills and this information and guidance and coaching while I was pregnant, so that I didn't use food to distract from my real life emotions. Pregnancy is quite a phase. It is a very beautiful phase, and also it can be overwhelming. There's a lot happening, and it's very easy to give yourself quote unquote permission to eat whatever you want without paying attention to healthy weight gain. When you learn the skills I teach you and everything you learn, me being a board certified OBGYN and teaching you science-backed strategies you can implement prior to pregnancy and during pregnancy in a very, very safe way. What we do if you are not yet pregnant is our goal becomes to optimize your body mass index or your weight for pregnancy with a goal that you choose. And if you are pregnant, we won't lose weight during pregnancy, but what we really focus on is really looking at healthy weight gain and maintenance. Depending on where your starting point is, and we will talk about this, if this applies to you, we can go through a unique call. You know, when we talk on a consult call, we can talk about your unique situation, but we will curate and customize the goal to fit where you are in the journey. And I think that's incredibly important. My goal with my clients is not just about the goal. Of course, we want to lose the weight we want to lose, but we want to change our relationship with the way we're eating. So you can experience a life stress or a new baby in the family, or maybe something with your partner, or maybe with your other kid, or the time that you have and the schedule feels crazy, without needing food as a break. That is ultimately what is going to create so much freedom for you. And learning how to do that before and during pregnancy is going to save you pounds and pounds of headache later. I know that for me, I gained so much weight during my pregnancy, and afterwards, I had a 6.5 pound baby, and I really thought, like, is that it? I really got home. I got home and I just was shocked at how much the weight did not just melt off. So I didn't share that whole story, but suffice it to say, I really wish that I had had these skills and tools while I was pregnant, before I was pregnant for sure. It is never worth waiting for that. The process that I teach my clients is safe in pregnancy. It is also safe in a myriad of chronic medical conditions. If you have an autoimmune disease, learning how to eat, make small nutritional tweaks that really recalibrate your fat burning hormones will be good for all of those medical conditions. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, PCOS, hypothyroidism, any autoimmune disease, you will notice an improvement in your medical condition simply because of the process that we walk through. I don't have that much weight to lose, and I think I should be able to do it on my own. This is actually two questions. I've gotten this question separately. I don't have that much weight to lose. Like, is this worth it? Or I should be able to do this on my own. I totally hear you. I understand. You could do this on your own. However, working with me is going to collapse the timeline. And in my experience, if you could have done this on your own, You would have done this on your own. This goes back to me talking about the two paths. A lot of times, high achievers, type A professionals, especially those with perfectionist tendencies, have done a lot of things on our own. It's kind of a super ninja skill. And so we take that ninja skill from our work life, or maybe from our student life that worked well, and we try to apply it to every other area. But this makes us overwork in strategies that are not working. You don't see your blind spots. You don't see the mistakes that you're making. And then you kind of re-keep making them, which creates a really frustrating scenario. So you could try to piecemeal this on your own and try to bring it all together on your own. Absolutely. But why would you want to do that? I think that speaking around my mission for the legacy, around what I want for professional working moms, is to really believe that you deserve this. That just like athletes and professionals in every industry have coaches, that you deserve to have a coach in your corner to show you what you cannot see, to help you navigate obstacles. And really, listen, to lose the weight you want, there are moments of discomfort in growing. To have someone alongside you step by step, it's a big investment. I hear you. It is a big investment. I totally agree. And I want to share with you that the results that you get in this group are 10x better. When I think about, and I've talked with so many of you, what is it worth to you? You at your dream ideal weight, having solved the weight loss struggle, having become a fat burner, having learned how to navigate the negotiating, constant negotiating, knowing how to handle real life stresses, what would that be worth to you? So many of you have told me that it would be priceless. Priceless. The only thing that will get in the way of believing that or thinking that this is too much is if you believe that you might not be able to do it. And that's why I come back to my money back guarantee. When you do the daily and the weekly work the way that I guide you to do, you will lose weight. And I don't share that with you because I want to give you your money back. I share that with you to share my confidence in my process and my confidence in you being able to be resourceful and solve this problem. So when you think about the value of what you're getting in this group, when you're having a coach and mentor with you alongside every single part of this process, it is seriously priceless. When you imagine losing the weight you want to lose and feeling better as a working mom, you deserve that. You are worth way more than that. I think you've worked a lifetime enough to have earned this. And in my experience with women, we are very used to spending on our family and concert tickets and the home and the vacation and the plane tickets and our children. But when it comes to spending on just us, maybe you've taken a pause. And I want to just honor that. I want to just take a moment and recognize and honor that maybe you haven't spent money on just you, apart from maybe your college degree or your graduate school degree. I want you to think about what it would be like to start giving yourself permission to invest in your brain and to invest in your body. This one body that you have for a lifetime, what would it feel like for you to just invest in her? Because you want to, because you do deserve it. Truly, my experience with the way that I've created Unstoppable is that it is not a quick fix. It's not a gimmick or a PDF download that you can just grab off the internet and start piecemealing and implementing. You create our fat burning action plan on day one in our strategy workshop, but then there's a level of support and mentorship that you get on a daily and weekly basis that truly skyrockets results. And that's part of the reason that I created the success formula guarantee and the money back guarantee was to calm that part of your mind that's like, what if it doesn't work for me? I totally understand why you feel like that, which is why I created that guarantee for you, but also to know that when you believe in yourself solving this problem and you lean into those moments of discomfort, you will lose the weight. And that in itself is going to feel amazing for you. I love this. Oh, this is another common one. I love this. I'm not sure if my partner will agree. I get it. I get it. It's a really important conversation to have with your partner. But here's the thing. It's not your partner's job to validate this decision. I say this because I've had these conversations with my husband as well, where maybe I'm talking about making an investment in coaching, especially the first time that I'd ever invested in coaching. I could have waited for him to validate and like wait for his permission, but I want you to first think about before you go into a conversation with your partner, how do you feel about this group? How do you feel about deciding this group? How do you feel about believing in yourself and knowing that this is the solution for you? When you tap into that feeling of courage and that feeling of determination and that feeling of commitment for you, the way that you have the conversation with your partner will be completely different because you would have validated your decision for yourself. And then the way you have that conversation is not because you're seeking permission, But it's a shared conversation with a trusted person who's on your team, on your side. So I think this is really important to come into these conversations. Your partner may not agree. They may not. But I want you to go first. I want you to think about for you. What do you think about the decision? Do you love the decision? Does it feel like the right decision for you? You probably have already gotten an intuitive hit based on everything that I have been sharing, all of the philosophies, the science, the mindset around the consistent results that you have been wanting to create for you. You have already gotten a flicker around whether you want this to be the group for you. And if you are still here or watching this, my sense is your answer is yes. Seriously, every layer of support has been built in. We have strategy workshops and live weekly calls. There's amazing guest coaches and bonus courses, and truly the change and the transformation happens in our coaching. So while it is so fun to be a learner, I will be the coach that will actually help you get into implementing. I don't want my clients getting into passive consumption. I really want you taking the material that you learn and put it into active action. That's the whole way that you're going to move the needle on the scale and in every part of your life, which is why having the personal mentorship piece of this program is essential. So I want to encourage you, don't wait another minute. Open up a new browser, go to the unstoppablemombrain.com/connect. And just remember, if you book your enrollment call in the next 48 hours, you're going to get some amazing bonuses. My goal is to celebrate decision makers because, in my experience, losing the weight you want requires making decisions. We want to start catching the parts of us that keeps kicking this problem off to tomorrow, that's waiting for life to get easier. And if you're a professional working mom with high achieving tendencies, with some type A perfectionist personality, we've signed up for a life of growth and achievement, which means we have also signed up for some life stresses and some worries and frustrations. I do not want you waiting on your body goal anymore. I think you have waited long enough. You have worked long enough. I think you and I both know that you deserve to be here. Don't let scheduling and time and things on your calendar be the reason that you delay making this decision. Decide right now. The decision is actually quite simple. The decision filter that I make is 6 months from now, when I've lost the weight and I have really healed my relationship with food and I've become a fat burner and I know how to navigate these obstacles and I have this back pocket body tool that I can just take with me anywhere in the world, would I be grateful for this decision right now? If I could have that 6 months from now, I want you to imagine that you could start summer vacation down on the scale. You're not trying to undo anything anymore. You're simply starting out strong. And I encourage all of you to really consider that when you're making the decision to join this group. Spots are limited. They're going to fill on a first-come, first-served basis. My goal again with this group is it is a small, intimate group. You can see everyone on one screen. Everyone is, you're not one of many. And my goal is to really maintain the intimate nature of the group. So spots are capped. They will fill, and they will fill on a first-come, first-served basis. So don't wait to book your enrollment call. I really want to see your name pop up on my calendar so that we can talk about you and talk about how this work is really going to be something that transforms not just how you lose weight and how you finally get off the roller coaster, because I know how good that feels. I can tell you how it felt for me. I can only share the stories. I think storytelling is really powerful because that's one way of experiencing what possibility is like, but really believing that you deserve this. And believing that you can give yourself the permission to claim the spot for you. The decision making that it takes to lose the weight you want starts with this decision, just starting, claiming your spot. It's okay if you feel nervous, it's normal. And also, your intuition will guide you as to whether this feels like the right decision for you. My husband was sharing, I'm just going to share because there's quite a few of you on here still. I'm waiting for any other questions that you all have. My husband was sharing with me, this is a couple of years ago. My husband was not familiar with coaching. He's not in medicine. He's very practical, tech-minded. And he said to me a couple of years ago, you know, all that coaching stuff. He's like, that coaching stuff that you've done, it has changed our family and it's changed the trajectory of our family's life. I have to tell you. And I'm not like trying, I'm not gonna get too sappy on this class, but coaching, I came into coaching because of weight loss. I weighed 200 pounds. I wanted to solve the weight loss problem. I wanted to change my relationship with food. Like that was what brought me into coaching. But coaching changed the trajectory of my whole life because the way that I thought about my problems shifted from a place of powerlessness to a place of power, which means my husband didn't have to change, my kid didn't have to change. my time, my job didn't have to change. I changed how I viewed those parts of my life. And just me changing my perspective, this was through coaching. I could not have done this on my own without the guidance and mentorship of a coach. I started to experience feeling really powerful in navigating my obstacles. So rather than blaming my husband or blaming my kid or blaming my time for my problems, which was wasting, by the way, an incredible amount of time, effort, energy, and bandwidth, I started to solve problems. And I think that my husband could tell. So a couple of years ago, that's when he said, that coaching stuff you've done has changed everything and has changed the course for our children. Because now that I come into any and every single life challenge and life problem with a different mindset, now I get to teach that skill to my children. My clients tell me all the time how they're teaching their children coaching skills that we are learning in the group. It's truly something that will heal generational trauma. If you have experienced a certain way, maybe with the way that the big people in your life were with you, and you want to break, you know, how the generations have been with each other, this is one way to do it. It's truly been an honor having all of you on this class. I am so glad and really, really, really honored that you took the time to come here to learn this three-step process. I'm telling you, this three-step process, it is proven to work. It has worked for countless clients. As I have shared with you on this class, I shared so many testimonials of real clients actually losing the weight that they wanted to lose and creating so much freedom, not just from food, but in the workplace, in their life, in their marriages, with their children. This is available to you. I want you to feel the power of claiming a spot, because truly that this decision right now is just the first decision of the decisions that you're going to make to lose the weight you want for a lifetime. Thank you all so much for joining me on this class today. It was such an honor, and it's so nice to see so many of you here. If there is something that I didn't address that maybe you think of right after we hang up on today's webinar, or today's class, send me an email, info@theunstoppablemombrain.com. I will respond. I will email back. And better yet, I recommend just booking an enrollment call to discuss whether this is the group for you. I'm a fierce advocate for all of my clients, and that includes you. So I hope you'll have a lovely, lovely evening. This was amazing. I love that you all came out on the Sunday evening, and I hope you'll have an amazing day. And I really, really hope to see you on an enrollment call and absolutely in the Unstoppable group. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.